do welcome to Citizens Climate University tonight. It's a weekly webinar program on Citizens Climate Lobbies that is providing CCL supporters like you and I with access to in-depth training and topics related to climate change, effective climate advocacy. I'm your host, Brett Cease, and tonight's topic is the one that we've all been waiting for, conference and lobby day, final logistics and Q&A opportunities. So let's meet our wonderful speakers for tonight. They'll be taking us through the rest of tonight's training. We have the wonderful Sarah Wanis. As membership coordinator, Sarah connects CCL members, assists veteran members with projects, and otherwise helps to onboard and support the tens of thousands of new supporters who join Citizens Climate Lobby every year. With Sarah tonight is the wonderful Taylor Krause. Taylor first started at Citizens Climate Lobby as an intern with Mark Reynolds, executive director, and is now working in the DC office. She is the wonderful National Outreach and Partnership Coordinator. And if you have any questions on how to connect with groups in DC or throughout the national footprint of the NGO network in this space, please reach out to Taylor. We're so honored to have both of you joining us tonight. Our agenda for the hour ahead is pretty straightforward. We're going to discuss first some of the pre-conference materials that you should be receiving. We'll then discuss schedule details and considerations to really think through as you get ready to arrive in DC. And then we'll show you what to look for as you are here, looking for the Omni and other map layouts. We'll go over the agenda, some other considerations while you're on the Hill. And then we'll wrap up with talking about how to complete those meeting minutes and make sure we have a thorough examination of what's happening in Congress. Thank you all for making time to join us tonight. We look forward to a great hour together.
We want to talk about what a citizen lobbyist should wear so that you can be prepared when you pack. So we suggest business attire for those participating in our lobby day on Capitol Hill. And as Dr. Danny Richter, our VP of Legislation and Research, always likes to say, in DC, if you want to be taken seriously, you need to dress seriously. So for women, or for men, that means dress pants, shirt, tie, and jacket. For women, that might mean a skirt or dress pants with a professional top or and jacket or a dress. Everyone should wear comfortable shoes, so either wear comfortable shoes or bring a bag big enough to hide sneakers for you to walk in between your meetings, because there will be a lot of walking in DC. And many seasoned CCL lobbyists can tell you about their sore feet if you don't believe us. For the conference itself, we recommend casual or business casual attire should be good. All right, so now into conference logistics. I'm going to start by talking about the schedules that you will receive in your inboxes today. So you might have already received them, and we are still sending out your schedules, so be patient if you haven't quite gotten it yet. The title will be, Your Personal CCL Lobby Schedule is Attached. In order to plan and prepare ahead of this year's conference, you should your personal lobby schedule, you should study that schedule along with the bios of the MOCs that you are scheduled to meet, and those will all be in your email. You should print out and bring the schedule and bios with you. If you leave home before you get the email, there's a business center at the hotel where you can log in and print out the email and the other materials. So please do remember to print those out and bring them with you. We won't have printed copies for you. You'll need to print it out on your own. Make sure you mark the email that you've received with your, mark it as important or star it, save it, and print it out as well. If you don't see it by the end of the day today, first check your spam folder. It might be in your spam folder if you don't get it by the end of the day today. You can also take photos of your schedule on your cell phone. If you take photos of your schedule and bios, that's one other way that you'll have them to access on the actual lobby day. All right, so now Taylor is going to discuss the all-important lobby schedule.
Yes, thank you, Sarah. So firstly, about your schedules, please love your schedules. Imagine trying to arrange over 500 meetings at various times throughout the day and perfectly matching all 1,200 of you with everyone's top choices. It's not possible. It will not be perfect, but it will reflect that constituents and liaisons being placed in meetings as a priority. So first, everyone is arranging, everyone is going to be averaging about 2 meetings and sometimes more, with about 5 to 7 CCLers in each meeting. So please welcome any non-constituents in your district or state meetings. And for those of you who are placed outside of their state or district, please honor the meeting leader's facilitation. Meeting plans are based on the experience and knowledge of the local CCL chapter, so they're not just made up on the fly most of the time. And why do we have some mixed meeting teams that include so many volunteers? One Senate office recently asked to only have the 2 constituents attend, and that was certainly a reasonable request. And so here's why we asked to have more people attend. We have about 1,500 citizens coming to DC next week to learn and in part to lobby. So often there are too few constituents for one district and too many from another district. Sometimes other CCLers who are not constituents may have more knowledge or maybe some special expertise that they can bring to the meeting. And again, we're a team here at CCL, so some of our citizens lobbyists would love other experienced CCLers around them to make them a little bit more comfortable, because DC, as we know, can be a little bit of an intimidating place. And this may sound selfish, but we want all of the folks coming to the conference, so all 1,200 also lobbying, to get into several meetings so they can get that democracy bug. This is sorely needed now, and this is how we grow the grassroots organization and get people to feel that they can be engaged in solutions. So let me show you 2 different photos that demonstrate this. So back in 2012, we had 27 volunteers and 52 congressional meetings. So fast forward to 2018, by offering volunteers several lobby meetings, they caught the democracy bug, and we had over 500 lobby meetings. And we hope to keep passing along that democracy bug and for everyone to be as welcoming as possible to everybody in their lobby meetings and to just support each other when we're on the Hill on Tuesday. So next, I'll pass it back to Sarah, and she can review the schedule that she mentioned earlier.
Yes. So here is a lobby day schedule sample. So when you're reviewing your schedules, please notice a couple things. First of all, notice the meeting ID, the member of Congress's name, the state and district, the time and location, the staff in the meeting, the liaison, and the appointment setter. So it's a lot of information that we're giving you to help you be successful in this meeting. You can also note the CCL attendees, who is the meeting lead, their contact information, and the times of their other meetings, which can help when things start getting unexpectedly changed. A few of the meetings do get set quite late, so some offices have to wait for the congressional, some offices have to wait for congressional committee schedules to come out first. But if the office can set up a meeting 2 weeks ahead, we may be able to squeeze it into our master schedule. But if the meeting hasn't been scheduled by the time we create our master schedule, we'll create a to-be-determined meeting. And then up at the top, instead of where it said the time for other meetings, it will say to be determined. This meeting will show up as TBD, and it'll likely be scheduled for 7 a.m. But the liaison or the appointment setter will contact the meeting team leader, and the entire team will know any news about the final meeting time or change. Additionally, we'll also be doing delivery-only meetings to make sure that all of our asks as well as our constituent letters are hand-delivered to each office. So with the hope of being able to discuss a few key findings with whomever we're greeted by at these offices. And note on schedule changes. So late additions or changes may have a domino effect on your schedule. Sometimes a meeting gets changed by the congressional office. Please do not make any changes unless it's absolutely necessary. Reasons that it could be absolutely necessary for you to make a change is if there's a clear data entry error. So if you are from Kentucky and all of your meetings are for Washington, that might be a clear data error, or if a volunteer is ill. But if it's a matter of preference, please do not change your lobby schedule. Your team expects you to be in all of the meetings that you are listed in on the schedule. And the CCL meeting leader is the person responsible if the meeting time changes, so they'll keep you updated. If congressional offices need to change the meeting time, the CCL meeting leader will be the person that makes that change, and they'll be responsible for confirming that all of the attendees can make that meeting. So your group leader, so your leader might reach out to you, or if you are a leader, you may need to reach out to your team. Always contact the meeting leaders before requesting any changes. If you think that you need to change your schedule for any of the reasons that we mentioned, there would be a reason that you might, first ask the meeting leads about this. Both leads need to be consulted, and the leaders of the meeting that you want to bow out of, and the leader of the meeting that you're joining. So without communications, you might leave a team high and dry, and we would never want to do that. And now Taylor is going to explain the whiteboards, which are a system where we can track those meeting changes.
Yep. Thank you, Sarah. So we use the whiteboards as a resource. It's kind of like speed dating, but for meeting changes. The whiteboards will be located in the blue pre-function room at the conference, and whiteboards will be used for the meeting updates, changes, and rescheduled meetings, etc. So one whiteboard area is going to be for lists of changed meetings where attendees are going to be needed. And then the other whiteboard is going to be where you list yourself as available if you want to pick up meetings. The whiteboards will be up and accessible until Friday, Monday at about 5 p.m. If you need it past Monday afternoon, we highly recommend that you just snap a photo of it on your phone. And next, Sarah is going to say a few words about the biographies.
So what is on these bios for the members of Congress? We want to provide all of the information in one place that will be helpful for you to understand your member of Congress who you're meeting with. First, there's biographical data. So there's information like when they were elected, when their next election is, the percent of the vote that they got in the last election, schools they attended, their background, their career, interests, religion, and what we can appreciate him or her for. There's also information on their congressional record, so their voting record on relevant bills and statements and their committee assignments. These things, along with the concerns expressed by constituents, are factors in how the member of Congress arrives at his or her decision. So putting it all together, here's what it looks like in an example of the top half of the first page of Rep. Adrian Efayut's bio. So you'll see all of that information on here, and that will continue down into notes from CCL volunteers.
And so I previously mentioned these meeting plans. So your local CCL group may have submitted a meeting plan to help guide the focus and the conversation of the meetings that you'll be going into. If there is a plan for your meeting, it should cover some suggested topic areas, some goals for the meeting, the supporting asks for the meeting, and some questions you could ask to get the member of Congress or staff to maybe open up a little bit, and maybe giving you some insight into some challenges that you might face in the meeting. But regardless, if you are a meeting lead, feel free to email the appointment setter or the liaison to get their input on whether there are any specific questions or goals for the meeting, as they have any recommendations for a specific appreciation for the member or senator, if they also have a plan on any constituent call-in from the district. So in the event that there is somebody from the district that was not able to make it to lobby day, but they do want to be a part of the meeting and you call them in, it's always great to check in with the liaison or the appointment setter, as most of the time this is the point person in CCL that has manifested that relationship with that office over a long time and most likely knows where that office is at. And now we're going to get into the conference schedule and lineup. So for the June conference page, you can look at the full schedule ahead of time. To get this page, I like to always just Google Citizens Climate Lobby 2019 or just Citizens Climate Lobby. It should be the first one up there. If not, the link is right here on the screen. And thank you, Brett, for dropping that in the chat. And next, Sarah is going to be going over the schedule that will also be in your program.
Yes. So like as Taylor is saying, the schedule will also be in the program that you pick up when you register. And please do keep an eye on that program. We are an environmental organization and we didn't print out more than we need, so we won't have an extra program for you if you lose it. So keep an eye on it, but because it will be a good resource for you. But another way to keep up on your schedule is to download the conference app on your smartphone. So to do that, you go to the App Store or the Google Play Store and search for Grenadine Event Guide. So that's the app that we host our schedule on. It's called, again, Grenadine Event Guide. And install the app. When it opens, it'll ask for a conference code, which for us is CCLDC2019. Again, that's CCLDC2019. And this is available before you're arriving in DC too, so you can do that right now if you'd like. And next I'm going to talk about what to do when you arrive at Sahami. It's come to our attention that for those of you who are staying in lodging south of the Reagan National Airport, that's DCA, and are planning on taking the metro to the conference in Capitol Hill, you may need to make alternate plans. So DC announced that the blue and yellow line metro rail service south of the Reagan National Airport, DCA, will be suspended during the time of the conference, and affected stations include Braddock all the way south to Franconia and Springfield. So if you're flying into Reagan, you can still use the lines to get to the Omni. DC is north of the airport, and you can also use taxis or ride-sharing services like Uber and Lyft as an alternative mode of transportation. We generally recommend wearing, if you have a CCL button, wearing it to the airport, because maybe you can split a ride with someone else that you see wearing a CCL button. So let me show you where we'll be located at the Omni. On this map, this map shows the first floor of the Omni. At the bottom in the middle where the X is, that's the main entrance. This is where you'd enter and exit the hotel during breaks for lunch and dinner. But when you arrive for the conference, enter through the lobby and turn right towards the west elevators and continue, and you'll see our signs that'll point you down in that direction. And we'll give a little bit more of a preview of the Omni layout. So if you arrive early on Saturday, the monthly call will be broadcast in the diplomat room up in that top right-hand corner. Starting around 12:30 p.m. is when it opens, and the full call will begin at 1 p.m. On Saturday, team space will be open on the Omni Shoreham Council and Cabinet rooms, and that's first come, first serve. If you have any business that you need to meet with anyone, you can meet there. And they'll be open from noon to 9 p.m. on Saturday night. Also on Saturday, starting at 2 p.m., there will be three optional in-depth seminars, which you can register for on the conference website for an additional $35. The topics include the Energy Innovation and Carbon Dividend Act, a deeper policy dive on it, effective communication skills using motivational interviewing, which will be in Diplomat, and the Energy Innovation Act one was in the Ambassador Room. And then thirdly, a diversity training, which will be in the Congressional Room. So you'd choose one of those topics, again, for $35, and you can find more out about that and about those topics in the FAQs, which, Brett, if you could drop the link to that, I can drop the link to that in the chat here. You can find more information there. And we welcome on-site registration, so if you come in on Saturday, you can pay then. We'll accept credit card and check payments only, so we can't accept cash for those. Saturday night, there will also be a film screening of The Human Element at 7 p.m. in the Empire Ballroom. CCE Advisory Board member Natasha Desjarnet will be joining us for a discussion after the movie. And in the main room will be located, where most of the Regency Ballroom. So let's show you a map of the next side. So if you take the stairs down west, you'll see the next level down highlighted here on the next slide. The Regency room highlighted will be the main room for where all of the key room speakers will be. So you might want to remember that one. Regency is the main room. If you have not been to a climate advocate training workshop, you'll need to attend the climate advocate training workshop. This is the most important training that we do here at CCL. The climate advocate training will be held by CCL's Director of Field Development, Ellie Sparks, and the wonderful Brett Spies, who's on tonight's call. And it'll be held in that room on Sunday, June 9th at 10:15 a.m. This workshop will educate you on the structure, methodology, and skills to become effective communicators and advocates for national policies that address climate change. If you've completed the online webinar of the climate advocate training, then you can just attend the last 55 minutes of this session from 11:35 to 12:30 p.m. So to participate, and you'll still want to participate in that last little live section, so you can do a live lobby meeting role play exercise that wasn't available on the online version. If you don't need to attend the climate advocate training workshop, you can attend any of the taking action workshops, and we have them all in the schedule that you can find online in the program or on the app. That lunch will be on your own from 12:30 to 2 p.m. that day. And lastly, if you're not coming to DC, we'll be streaming all of these sessions, including we'll be streaming some of our sessions, including all of the main keynotes. So you can keep an eye out on our Facebook page for the live streams of those and other sessions. All right. And lastly, an important thing to highlight is that there's a couple of, we've kind of outgrown the Omni this year, which is really exciting. So there are a couple of regional breakouts that will not be taking place in the Omni. So if you are in the regions of the Great North Wind, the Pacific Northwest, or tornadoes, you will be in the Marriott, your regional session will be in the Marriott Wardman Park Hotel, which is just across the street from the Omni, so it's not a far walk at all. But just do keep an eye out that you'll want to look for the Marriott Hotel across the street if you're in one of those regions.
So another important component of the conference will be the constituent letter exchange. If you've heard of this before, sometimes you're doing outreach, you collect all these letters from folks who are not able to make it to the conference themselves. And then when you take those letters from your constituency and bring them with you to DC, you can bring them to and give them to any volunteer who is attending. We ask lobby meeting leaders to deliver the folder of constituent letters for the district that they are collecting them for and the lead for the lobby meeting in. And during your lobby meeting, you'll be corresponding with these offices, and you can incorporate all of the letters that you bring to this meeting however way that fits into your meeting plan. The drop-off and pickup location for the constituent letters will be in the forum room, and this will also be where you will pick those up if you are a meeting lead. So if you are a meeting lead on your schedules that you have received or will be receiving, you are responsible for going to the forum room and checking if you have constituent letters that you need to bring up to then deliver to offices. So a couple more just overarching instructions for the constituent letter exchange. First, bring your constituent letters to DC. Second, any letters that you won't deliver yourself, you can drop off at the letter exchange table when you register at the conference. Three, if you have time, make two copies of your letters, so that one copy for each senator and one for the House representative that they're for. Four, be sure to write the state or district on the top of each letter using the format for California District 49, CA49, or if you're doing it for a Senate office, you can do Nevada Senior Senator, so NVSR, and alphabetize the letters by state. So be sure to file a field report for the total number of letters if you are bringing them to DC, and consider adding their emails to the CCL mailing list in the event that there are some new people who aren't part of CCL that did, in fact, do one of these constituent letters. Six, then if you are a meeting lead again, please try to pick up your folders on Monday before you go to dinner. Otherwise, all of those hardworking constituent letters don't make it to their offices, and that would be really, really sad. So if there is no one in your vicinity that is going to be attending the conference, we encourage you to put your letters in envelopes and try to mail them directly to the appropriate congressional offices in DC. So also, please do not forget to send these copies to your senator. If you have 25 or more letters for a single congressional office at other times of the year, you may want to use the CCL Envoy program. And you can find more information on this on Community. And next, Sarah is going to be going over what you will be given at the lobby day. Or at the conference, yeah.
Yes, so at registration, you're going to receive a folder with a lot of really great materials. Just one more reminder that we do print out just as many as we need of those, so please keep a close eye on the ones that you do have. And inside that folder, you'll have these conference materials. You'll have a conference program, a meeting minutes form, a primary ask for the House and Senate, supporting asks, and additional information and handouts. So please don't lose that folder and keep an eye on all of those so that you have them for your meetings. If you do end up in a situation where you need more, we have a handout as PDFs available on Community so that you could print them out there in the resource in the Business Center on the website. And Brett just put in the chat where you can access those. It's on community.citizensclimate.org/resources. So the conference program booklet will have the schedule and the conference a schedule of all the conference events and maps and Wi-Fi passwords too. And that'll also be in your folder.
Yeah. And so a lot of you also, if you've attended our conference before, if you haven't, before the lobby meetings happen, you would like to meet with your group beforehand. And so there are a ton of casual and fast food restaurants in the surrounding area of the Omni. The Omni also hosts an in-house restaurant, Robert's Restaurant in a bar, which also serves food, the Marquee Bar and Lounge. I really recommend just the fact that there is plenty of space within the Omni lobby. If it's usually like a quick meeting, especially I know that everybody is busy and running around. But there are plenty of options around the Omni Hotel if you decide that your group needs to sit down and eat. Sarah will be going over a review of what to do on lobby day. And just so you know, instructions about getting to Capitol Hill are also going to be presented at the conference by me. But we can talk a little bit about getting over to Capitol Hill. So it's about a 4-minute walk from the hotel to the metro station. When you exit the hotel, you will be walking up 24th Street Northwest to get to the Woodley Park Station. There's a McDonald's right at the mouth of the entrance, unfortunately, but it's a really great landmark for where the metro station is. In the morning, we should be leaving the hotel relatively early, and you will be seeing a lot of CCLers heading that way to the metro. So if in doubt, you will have CCL veterans that you can follow if you are not feeling very confident in your direction capabilities. But you will be taking the red line towards Glenmont. Again, red line towards Glenmont. You'll be exiting the red line at Union Station, and you'll be walking through the park to Capitol Hill. For helpful directions, I always recommend if you have a smartphone, you can plug in your starting location being the Omni Shoreham Hotel, and your end destination being the U.S. Capitol Hill East Side. You can also put in the Capitol Visitor Center side into Google Maps or your Apple Maps and choose the transit option to look at how to take the metro. Another free app is called the City Mapper. It's also available for some other menu options in terms of to use transit for those techie folks that want to use their phone. And another final note for me on using transit is to buy a Metro card. It was asked in the chat if you should buy a Metro card online beforehand. You do not need to do this. I recommend just when you get to DC to go to a Metro kiosk and get one of the little green cards beforehand and not wait until Tuesday morning when 1,200, sometimes almost 1,500 probably, are going to be heading to the Hill to try to buy one. And again, you can buy the Metro card at the station's kiosk itself. And Tuesday morning, we will be taking our big group photo that we showcased earlier in this presentation before going to your lobby meetings. As CCLers, we are always on time, and this photo is going to be taken at 8 a.m. sharp. So please try to plan accordingly to get there on time. Most CCLers will be leaving at 7:30 a.m. So again, you should be seeing a lot of CCLers leaving the Omni Shoreham if you would like to just follow their lead. When you exit the metro at Union Station, you will see everybody again walking through the park to Capitol Hill. And we will be taking it on the steps of Capitol Hill. Again, if in doubt, there'll be hordes of us walking that way. At the conference, I will be giving more specific instructions on how the photo is taken itself and the way that we'll be orienting ourselves, but I promise it's super easy and trust everybody will be able to follow suit. But again, main message is that Tuesday morning, 8 a.m. at the Capitol, there'll be a group photo, and we hope that everybody will be in it, just to make it that much more special and impactful. After the group picture this year, for the first time ever, we're going to be hosting an event called Hometown to the House. At this event, we'll be telling our stories so the public can hear, in addition to telling our stories to members of Congress. So if this is a nice option for all the people that we unfortunately were not able to squeeze into lobby meetings, and for those who do have lobby meetings, and if you do have a lobby meeting and need to prepare for that meeting, please do that. This event will be from 8:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. on the other side of the Capitol, on the Capitol lawn, where we will have a nice big stage set up. So I will have a sign as a along with other people that say Hometown to the House, and you can follow me to the other side. Everyone is invited to tell your story, why climate change matters to you in your hometown, from the stage we set up. However, if you don't want to speak on stage, you don't have to. We know that can be a little bit intimidating. There will be a separate table available where we can record your stories one-on-one. Otherwise, if you don't want to share, that's totally fine. And we welcome you to just join and listen and support these compelling stories being told. Otherwise, also, DC weather right now, it's super rainy and sporadic. So there is a possibility that there will be rain. But don't fear, we do have a close by event, a close by location to host the event. Otherwise, it will be at the Lutheran Church of Reformation. If that is indeed something that will happen, we're going to assess how the weather is going to be the next day. We will announce at the conference the day before the change. And next, I'll just pass it over to Sarah to go over a little bit of the layout of Capitol Hill itself.
Yes. So for people who are lobbying, who are going to be going in and out of the Capitol, in and out of the buildings for the House and Senate, we wanted to give you a little overview. Walking between the buildings, especially between the House to the Senate and vice versa, can take a considerable amount of time. So please plan accordingly. Plan on booking 30 minutes to get from one side of the Hill, from like the Senate to the other side. So for example, to the House, including the security check. There is construction going on in the Cannon Building that makes getting on around there a little tricky. So if you have any meetings in the Cannon Building, plan on those taking a little bit longer to get to than usual. Also, we're frequently asked what is allowable through security. So here's a quick list of items that the Russell Building security provided. So you are not allowed to bring food or beverages, aerosol containers, any pointed objects, a bag larger than 18 by 14 by 8.5, cans and bottles or weapons of any kind are not allowed in the building. We recommend if you're checking your bags at the front desk of the hotel, if you plan to leave DC on Tuesday in the evening rather than bringing them to the Hill. Make sure that you have plenty of time to get to your last lobbying appointment, which could start as late as 5:30 p.m., to get back to the hotel and pick up your bags and get to the airport and or train station. Another option to consider is a luggage storage service such as Verito or Bag Taxi. So you can look into those as well. We don't recommend taking your luggage onto Capitol Hill. You may experience problems with security in the federal buildings, and you'll be doing a lot of walking around through the day through the House and Senate offices, so which are very small, so they can't really accommodate any luggage. So please do find accommodations for your bags.
So when you're on the Hill also, we know that you'll probably be doing some research in between, maybe answering some emails. So there are Wi-Fi networks that are available on the House and the Senate buildings, as well as at the Omni. So in your folder, this should be listed, but again, you can feel free to write them down right now. So the Senate Wi-Fi network is Senate Guest, password public law, all lowercase one word. For the House side, there's the House Public, and it is House Public also is the password. This is, I believe, case sensitive. If not, sometimes they change it, so just toggle back and forth between trying different caps. And then for the conference at the Omni Shoreham, network name will be CCLDC 2019. And just like the House Public, it's the same. The pass key is the same as the network name. And okay, We're almost finished. Thank you guys for bearing with us. But I'm just going to talk to you about one of the most critical things that we do, which are the meeting minutes in your lobby meetings. This is a really critical role. The meeting minute documents are really important. And if you are the minute taker, we're very, very grateful for you. And you have a really important job. So the minutes document the concerns and the questions that the members of Congress have, and it documents the levels of support and allows us a detailed analysis of where Congress stands and how our support is growing. This is what the form should look like, and you will be getting that in your folder. The form also has some tips on the backside. CCL meeting leads should decide and confirm who can commit to this important role. They should ask themselves, can the minute taker do the following? Can they write legible notes on a pad with a firm surface? Focus on what the member of Congress or their staffer is saying and not so much on what CCLers are saying. Tip, once you've entered the full names, you can use initials. So if I'm meeting with Susan Davis, I can then say SD for any time that she speaks after. And then for Taylor Krause, I can say TK. But again, after being the person who has reviewed hundreds of these notes, it's really, really important that you pick a great note taker, someone that can read their own handwriting, be detailed, and pay attention to who you are meeting with is saying rather than what CCL is saying. This is a great way for us to gauge where that office specifically is, and then as a collective afterwards, where Congress is on the Energy Innovation Act or climate change as a whole. So after the meeting, please take a moment in the hallway to meet with your team, and do not leave the group until this is done. And just make sure to fill in any blanks and confirm some accuracy. There's probably a lot of information that's being thrown at you, and that's okay. That's why you work as a team, so everybody can fill in the gaps and just get a consensus on the level of support for the Energy Innovation Act and climate change initiatives as a whole, and make sure that you pick a great meeting minute taker. And next, Sarah is going to go over on one last position statement.
So one last thing that you'll do during the notes are these position statements. So during the debrief, you're going to want to make sure you to capture as accurate of a window as possible into the members' position on both our policy and our policy of the Energy Innovation Act, as well as their individual beliefs on climate change. So we track this over time, and to do this, CCL developed a four-letter scale from A to E. With grades further down the alphabet indicating more favorable positions. So again, E will be a more favorable position than A. So in order to make your best, most accurate estimate, we hope that during the meeting you'll be able to get clarity on both those positions and during your primary ask on the Energy Innovation Act and through the overall conversation, you'll be able to get a read on their position regarding climate change. So again, there's two different scores. One is for the Energy Innovation Act, and it starts with A, that they, you know for certain that they would not vote for it under any circumstances, moving all the way towards E, which would be that they're already a co-sponsor of the bill. And for climate positions, A starts with they deny that climate change exists. B would be that they acknowledge that it's changing, but there's no human contribution. C would be them acknowledging that it does change and that humans contribute, while D is acknowledging that it's changing, humans contribute, and that Congress has a responsibility to do something about it.
Yeah, and we recommend when you're writing these notes, write them on a piece of paper or your minutes form and then retranscribe them and type them up. That would be really, really helpful as we no longer, again, take the written notes and ask that you submit them online the same day. Again, I also suggest that you do this by typing them in a Word doc rather than in a Google Doc or something that can be lost depending on your internet connectivity, because that would be really, really tragic if you typed all of these notes up and then they just disappeared. So you can go citizenslobby.org/minutes and wait for the screen that says you have successfully submitted the notes afterward. Again, include all meeting participants in the text box online, the staffers' names and titles, the CCLers' names, and who the constituents specifically are. Meeting leads, please make sure to make a separate record of who the minute takers are. If we do not track down the minutes, we will be calling you to find out who the minute taker is. And after your lobby day experience and you've submitted all your notes and you've done all of your great political breakthroughs on the Hill and you're still around Tuesday evening, we really don't want you to miss our reception. Again, it'll be in the Regency Ballroom where we'll be having all of the main keynote sessions for the conference and will be held from 7 to 11. Dinner is on your own beforehand, but we do have hors d'oeuvres and drinks for purchase and some fun celebrations. And we really encourage all of the first-time people to come up and share their political breakthroughs and the experiences that they had on the Hill that day. And again, at the reception, you're welcome to come dress in your lobby day best attire and have a fancy and fun time with us to celebrate all of your hard work.
Here are Taylor and Sarah and I's emails, as well as the encouragement to always use the forums just to see if other people have been asking the same thing, having the same questions, getting the same answers. I think it's a really efficient way to, you know, find out other things that other people have already been asking for, and we're always encouraging that dialogue. So the URLs to all of those are provided here on this screen, and we just wanted to close with a huge thank you to all of you for making time. You're absolutely the reason why we're having the success we are on the Hill, and we'll move the dial forward. And what I'd love to do is actually just close with a quote here from our own Mark Reynolds, executive director, that says this: "In the end, the real solution to climate change is democracy. And with more and more citizens telling their members of Congress that delay is not an option, a viable solution to the climate crisis is now within reach. Thank you for helping add your voice and making this possible. We'll be happy to stick around, and we hope that you found tonight's webinar useful. We'll look forward to seeing you in D.C. in a couple of days, and safe travels, everyone. Thank you."